Hello, Saints. So my audio today will just be talking about and whatever the Holy Spirit wants to bring to mind about a verse that jumped out to me in 1 John. I've been deciding to read through the book of 1 John at least once a day, maybe listen to it once a day. And this jumped out to me, 1 John 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now it jumped out at me because he that committeth sin is of the devil. And you might read that straight on and say, wow, I stumble into sin every once in a while. If you're a saint, you're not going to be sinlessly perfect. Am I of the devil then because I commit sin? No, that word committeth sin, it means continue in sin, practicing sin, so you're a willful sinner. You're a sinner, I guess is the title for it. So he that is a sinner, he that continues in sin, he that keeps committing sin over and over and over again, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. The devil sins over and over and over again. And if you're a child of him, you're going to be a child of disobedience. You're going to sin over and over and over and over again. But for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That word destroy is luo in the Greek. It means loosen, to loose any person or thing, tied or fastened, to loose one bound, to unbind, release from bonds, set free. I love that description because he's setting us free from the works of the devil. And we know the devil works very hard. He's a very hard worker. We see his workers out in the streets. One, for example, the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints, as they're now branded. They're very hard workers. They're out in the streets trying to evangelize people all the time. They're of the devil. We know the devil's a very hard worker. We see it in the entertainment industry, false religion, the web he's created of just falsehood in the world. The truth is so narrow. The path is so narrow in the truth. Very few are even going to find it because the devil's web is so intricate. And it's important that you believe the Son of God was manifested. You place your faith in the Son of God, and that's the Christ of the Bible, not the Christ of the Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, non-denominationals, the Christ of the Bible. That requires obedience, Hebrews 5:9. If you want eternal life, Acts 5, he'll give the Holy Spirit if you obey him. You must be born again, John 3. But you have to believe on that Son of God, because he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And it says in John 8:31-32, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Lord came to set the captives free, to loose a person from the works of the devil. But we see in many professing Christians' lives, they don't want to be loosed from their sin. They love their sin, their NFL football, their career, their family, their dogs, their hobbies, their pride and vanity, fashion, whatever it might be. They love that more than God. They're not willing to give that up. That's going to be too hard. Well, that's why the way is so narrow. The Lord can truly set the captives free. And it says, these churchianity folks, these people that go to a church building, have a form of godliness, it says in the scriptures, but deny the power thereof. Yep, they put on a face of godliness, but they deny the power of the Lord to set you free from your sin. They would rather love their sin and just put on a show, put on a fake, give them 1 hour on Sunday, we're all good to go, than really be loosed from your sin, than really flee from your sin, than to really enter in that blood covenant with the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ, John 1, and conform your life to the Word of God, conform to the image of His Son, and come out of your sin and be pure. Actually, it says, I'm going to remember this verse, 1 John 3:3. Let me look it up real quick. I'm going to use this verse more often, I think, when I preach and whatnot. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So you have the hope of eternal life. You have the hope when Jesus returns of being taken with him. And if you have that hope, you purify yourself. You want your robe to be white. Remember the parable of the marriage supper. The guy that came in without having a wedding garment on, they threw him out. He was not walking in the light. His nakedness was not covered by the blood of Christ. So they threw him out into weeping and gnashing of teeth. You have to prepare yourself. You have to stop sinning, because he that continues to commit sin is of the devil. You're not born again, and that's why when you read 1 John, he talks about if you commit sin, you're of the devil. If you're born of God, his seed is in you. You can't commit sin. The reason why you can't continuously commit sin over and over and over again is because you're born of God. When you do sin, you'll be convicted of the Holy Spirit, and he'll guide you back into the narrow path. You say, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I hate that, what I did. I stumbled into my sin. I'm going to try my very hardest never to fall into that again. That's what a true child of God would say. That's what a true child of God would do, because they love the Lord. They're born of his Holy Spirit. But if you're not born of his Holy Spirit, or if you claim to be born of his Holy Spirit, yet you still love your sin, I don't know what spirit you're following, because when I sin, when I stumble into a sin, when I fall, the Holy Spirit always convicts me and I get right back in line. Because it's a very fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You're going to be standing before the judge. He's going to judge you according to your works. You need the Holy Spirit. Without me, ye can do nothing, it says in the scriptures. To help you clean up your life, sanctify your life, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So that you can stand before the judge and he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You're working for the Lord, not for sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. But you have to get into the covenant with his Son, the covenant with his Word, who was made flesh. And you have to conform your life to the image of his Son. You have to come out of your willful sin. Hebrews 10:26, there's no sacrifice if you willfully sin. If you continue to commit sin, you're of the devil, it says in 1 John. So I hope this is something for you to just ponder today. It was on my mind today. I was thinking about it. 1 John is an awesome place to just kind of get an idea, a really good picture of the differences between someone claiming Christ who still commits sin, and then someone who's really born of God who can't commit sin because they flee from sin, they hate their sin, they won't continually commit the sin. And when you read through 1 John, be sure when you see committeth sin or doeth righteousness, it is a continuous activity. You do righteousness, you do it in continuance over and over and over and over again. You're born of God. He that doeth righteousness is born of God, it says in 1 John. But he that committeth sin over and over and over and over again is of the devil. It doesn't matter how small the sin is. One lie will put you out of the kingdom of God, Revelation 22:15. So I hope you test yourself today, neighbor. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are. I just thought I'd add this little audio in today. We were out standing, holding signs, gospel signs. You can see that on the street preaching page. It was an awesome day. Got to talk to a few people, which was awesome. A lot of seeds going out. But I just thought I'd throw in this audio, and hopefully it edified you today. Hopefully something stuck with you. And I hope you have a good rest of your day, night, wherever you are. God be praised.